Ian is on the line up at Port Douglas. This is the Port Douglas Lockie, not the Mareeba Lockie. Hello, Ian.
G'day, John. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Lockie. What are you talking about?
John, I was just listening before, and yesterday when the mayor was on about, you know, there's problems with accommodation in Port Douglas, which is a big thing, of course.
Yes, he talked about Airbnb taking up all that rental accommodation.
Yeah, and it's a big problem. Yeah, I built themselves and all them and can't get their long-term staff or keep their staff due to rental. But of course, the big problem is B&Bs. I think over probably 450 B&Bs in Port Douglas now, if not more.
Really?
Yes, and these are from southern investors buying the properties and kicking the long-term tenants out. Now, this has got to be hit on the head. And as Michael Kerr said yesterday, which I totally disagree with him, of course, we need to open up town plan and build more residential blocks. Well, this isn't going to work, but to destroy the very reason we've got that plan in place. The new subdivision, they've just hasn't opened yet, just as you come in on the right there before Craig Lee. Apparently, half of that has been, or most has been bought by southern investors, and they want to put these houses once built on the B&B market as well.
Really?
So, yeah, so by opening up more residential area is not going to fix the problem. The only problem is to stop this B&B rubbish, you know, and these people don't realise that we have a wet season and the town's, you know, very quiet for half the year and they're only going to lose out if they don't start, you know, full-time rental these properties.
Yeah.
So it's a major, major problem up there. But as I said, most of us do not want our town plan changed for more residential areas. That is not going to fix the problem.
I'm just thinking about what you're saying. Won't that sort itself out? If you're saying, well, these people are going to end up losing money for half the year, surely that's going to sort the problem out because I'll put them back on the market, you would think.
Yeah, definitely it will, and hopefully that will be the problem. But, you know, I know the mayor and a couple of his councillors and developers are up there are just pushing to open up more land, you know, just greed in their aspect. But then destroying the very reason we've got the town plan in place. Yeah, but hopefully that'll happen, John. Hopefully, you know, the wet season's around the corner, of course, the summer months, so hopefully a lot of these people will realise that, well, nobody's coming up here during the wet, so they're going to have no money going into those properties at all, so hopefully this will stop. But, yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, you know, cause a lot of restaurants up there have been there for a long time.
Yes.
Can't keep their long-term staff.
That's it.
Because they've been kicked out of their rental property.
What about the cleaning staff for the accommodation houses as well?
Oh, mate, everything, you know, and it's really bad, you know, and, you know, where I live, you know, half the houses in my street are B&Bs, and then you get all these party animals come in there and lots of cars and it's full on, you know, it's not fair on people that have been living there for a long time either to put up with these B&Bs every bloody night of the week as well. You know, we live there for a reason, not to put up with parties. And as you do when you go on holidays, you know, can't really blame them. You've got to blame the council who has ever lay on the B&B thing to happen.
Well, Brett Muller brought that up. I'm so pleased that he's saying, well, the council's hopefully going to be looking at this now, restrictions on Airbnb, particularly, as you say, in residential areas or in apartment blocks. The behaviour is just awful. There's confrontations. They steal the parking lots of the residents there. They leave junk piles high. And the people that live there have to endure this and clean up after
them.
It's just crazy that it's been allowed to go this long, and now, thank God, New South Wales looks like they're doing something. And from what Brett was saying, we might be seeing councils in Queensland do the same sort of thing. Restrictions whereby the behaviour's got to be controlled, they've got to be cleaned, they've got to clean up after themselves, and parking lots, just as an example, have to be sacrosanct because people who are living there sometimes are having to park a block away.
That's right, yeah, you know, they park in your driveways and leave their rubbish lying
everywhere.
You know, and you got to go work the next day and they're partying for all hours of the morning, which
That's
I used to when I was young, but you know, not when every second house now is a B&B complex. It's really, something's really got to be done this year to sort this out, you know.
All right, Lockie, I've got to shoot through, but I appreciate your contribution
just one
today.
More quick thing,
yep.
John, too. I don't know if you've noticed, I've done a few trips today to down to Gordonvale, and beautiful big trees are getting chopped down there for those stupid bloody bike path. I don't know if you've heard about that.
No.
100-year-old trees are getting destroyed along Mount Sheridan there. Totally disgusting. But anyway, I'm sure somebody will bring that up. But
okay.
Main roads are doing it apparently.
There you go. I had no idea. Whereabouts is it again?
Massive trees.
100-year-old trees. Whereabouts?
Just across from Mount Sharon, where the school is there, Taz, going south. Okay. Those beautiful big rain trees and that. Yeah, okay. They're making a very wide bike path. And, you know, why can't they make the bike path narrower and save the trees?
Well, but exactly.
They're just getting chopped down as we speak.
Exactly. There you go. I'm pleased you brought that up. Thank you. That's Lockie. He's up there at Port Douglas, and he's talking about that situation now towards Gordonvale, 100-year-old trees near the Taz school. Okay. If you know something about these trees coming down, 100-year-old trees, rain trees, etc., you better let us know what's going on, if indeed you can see that it may not be necessary. 1300 872 911. Now it's 17 past 11. You can